Hey, all you groovy cats and kittens out there in podcast land. We'd really appreciate it if you could support the show. It means we don't have to take on advertisers. Just go to explorationsearlylearning.com, click on the Support Our Work tab, and make a selection. I'll try again. Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio. We need to get Lisa Murphy to an audiologist, but we'll take care of that between episodes. And so off air, Lisa started telling a story about a fungus?
So I noticed I had a spot on my left ankle, not my ankle.
Put your leg up so you can.
This part.
The listeners can't see your leg.
I know, but the front part of your. It's not your ankle. It's not contagious. Not like my side or the out. It was. Or the middle or the. Not on the bone side. The front top part. Like on
are
your.
Are you saying your shin?
The bottom part of your shin. And so I had this little bit of business.
Isn't
that
the front part of your leg your shin?
The bottom,
the lower level.
Yes, but it wasn't like on my shin. I don't want people to think I had like some like 6 foot long bit of nastiness going on.
How long are your legs?
Okay, now let's take. What color was it?
It started out. It actually looked like a little bit of eczema, like a dried skin, right? So I put a little lotion on and nothing.
Size of like a dime.
Initially, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I put some lotion on it and nothing was happening. And then I was like, that's not making it any better. Maybe it's some eczema. I had one bout of eczema a couple of years ago. And so I had some like still stuff that they gave us. And you put your earphones back. I thought I was talking really loud. And so I was like, well, maybe I'll put this on. It looks exactly like the eczema. So I put the eczema on it and then the eczema medicine on it and it started to get bigger.
Did you put more medicine on?
Well, I kept putting the eczema medicine on because it started to go away with the topical like look of it, but then it started to get bigger.
So, and 50 cent piece or dinner plate?
No, like a quarter.
Okay, and like color change?
Yeah, I got that nasty ring.
Oh, yeah.
So I got out of the shower one day, and I'm drying off, and I looked down, and I was like, oh, shit. You know, I've worked in places. I know what that looks like. Damn it. So I called the doctor. I'm like, I need to get in right now because I'm going to Japan.
They won't let me in Japan.
They won't let you in if you have any, like, you have a zit. They're not going to let you in. And so I got in, and she's like, well, the receptionist was like, well, you can't see your usual doctor. You have to see the backup doctor. I'm like, I don't care. I'll see somebody claiming to be a doctor at this point. So I go in, she's got a jacket on and a pen in the pocket. I'll be fine. Oh yes. So I get there and then as I got in there, they're like, they said to me that you were a little concerned about seeing me. But she goes, now that I see that you see me, I'm like, yeah, I've had you, like, I've seen you before. She's like, yeah, but they were really concerned because you were really concerned that I tried to tell them, you know, I've seen her before. Anyway, so I was like, okay, so here's the thing. And I go, da 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 da. This thing is great. She goes, so what have you been doing? And I'm like, well, it looked like eczema, so doctor had given me eczema medicine, but she goes, oh my God. And she got like actually honestly like excited. And then I got like, what? And she's like, you were pouring gasoline on the fire. She's like, you essentially were feeding the flame because she goes, I can tell from looking at it that you have, you know, like a topical fungus and, you know, it's no big deal and we can fix it. But what you did was the worst possible thing that you could possibly do. She goes, but you apparently have done it so well. And she actually said that. I didn't say that before we started recording, but she said, you have done fungus so well. Please, I want to take a scraping.
She said, please, may I scrape your fungus?
No, well, apparently you have to do that anyway to diagnose, but apparently...
She wanted to take two samples, one for her private collection.
Apparently she has like some kind of thing, but... Apparently, a couple of the nurses actually, she said, during their course of study, had not seen like a perfect bit of topical fungus, and this is a dermatology office, so they're like, we really, really want the nurses to see your perfect fungus, and so then, of course, because I'm so competitive, I'm like, see, I win fungus, and then I'm like, oh my god, why the F do you do this? This is disgusting, nasty, and gross. Why are you like... Look at me, I'm the best fungus getter.
Okay, so I gotta delve the inner depths of Lisa Murphy.
I was so embarrassed.
You post a lot of stuff on Instagram.
I didn't post any of it.
Why did I not see a picture of this on Instagram?
Because I felt dirty and nasty and gross.
And, okay, second question. I understand that. I can respect
no,
that.
No, it was there, gross. No. And no. You don't know where you get it. Yeah, and stuff. Well, but then, okay.
But I got to ask my follow-up
you
question.
You can, and then I'll tell
if,
you more.
If you didn't post that on Instagram, I thought we were friends.
Oh, that I would have told you.
Why am He's I just hearing about this now? Why didn't I get a private picture of this for my personal fungus collection?
Well, now next time. There will be no next time.
Okay, so did you figure out where you got your fungus?
Well,
did the guy from Lowe's come to your house and something?
But this is the only reason I was willing to share this story was because Jeff said that based on the episode that we recorded last week, talking about people who don't have any F's to give, this doctor that I saw had some serious investment,
some serious fucks to give about my fungus.
And she was just like, oh my God, this is so, come here and come on. And I was, and she was, and what was so awesome was that she's like, I totally get that this is weird for you. And the word fungus is kind of funky. She's like, we can totally make this better. But.
Oh,
there was a big butt. Oh. And not like a big ass, but there was like a big butt to the story. Seriously. Okay, so she gave me this ointment that you're supposed to put on. And this was seriously when I was going to be gone. And she's like, this is a 30-day treatment. Well, what I ended up doing, because apparently I can be stupid, shut up, mm-hmm. I shaved.
Oh.
And unintentionally
spread
said fungus. Oh, no, don't freak out. It only went up to like right under my kneecap.
Oh, okay. So you kept it in the shin area.
I kept it in the shin area. Okay. It did not go
great because
to any other weird fungal other spots. No lady parts.
Yeah, I think when we're talking fungus, the more you can stay away from the genitals, the better.
Especially because it's such a nasty word. I mean, because the word often brings up in your brain worse than what it actually is, right? Essentially, it's a little bit of a skin thing. Well, anyway, I couldn't shave for 6 weeks.
Ew.
Now I'm treating the topical on the point right under my kneecap, shin.
So your fungus got hairy?
My big, hairy legs. And then because I got so freaked out, nobody listening cares about this shit. I didn't shave either of my legs.
I was just going to ask you that.
No,
you?
Because then I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be some kind of
they won't match.
Hidden under the leg fungus. No, but then I was worried like using the razor and if I changed the blade. No, I was panicked. I did not shave my legs for probably 2 months. And to make matters worse, I'm in Hawaii.
Oh.
I had to go to the beach, not only with a fungus, but with hairy legs. And all I kept telling myself every day was, you're never going to see these people ever again. You're never going to see these people ever again. You're never going to see these people. Because I knew I wasn't contagious. I knew there was nothing gross. Yeah. It just, it looked so bad. And it was like anything else. Like, it got to be, how big is that? Like a dollar pancake, like a silver dollar pancake,
or a silver dollar.
That's bigger than a silver dollar. It was.
I gotta ask.
It was gross.
Now the hair situation, was it on the scale of of
it got soft.
No, of those.
Okay, I was going to say dark.
Of those hairless.
Blonde.
No, but see, that's the cool thing about being a redhead.
Oh, on the scale of hairless rat to Chewbacca.
Okay, but see, because now I know it was hairy, but I'm a natural redhead, and it just got blonde in the sun, so I didn't look like Chewbacca.
You'd have to get the right reflection to
see. You would have to be like, oh shoot, look at that!
Wow!
Or someone would have to come by
and actually touch you.
Okay, yeah,
that's delightful. Silky smooth.
Hey, listeners,
it's soft now.
It's soft.
Listeners, you don't get this on your average early learning podcast.
So then, so then it's not getting better, right? So now I'm freaking out, and I'm like, oh my God. And I still have like 10, I mean, that was a 28-day gig on the road.
Yeah.
So I finally am stateside, and I call the doctor, and I'm like, hey, this isn't getting any better, and I'm a little embarrassed, and I really need to shave my legs.
Did she know you spread it up your leg with the razor?
Yeah, because I ended up seeing them three times, like in a matter of like a week and a half, because
so
it got before I got. She wrote me a note because I had heard that Tokyo is really, really strict about any meds you're bringing in with you.
Oh, yes.
So she wrote me a note about like, and I'm like, oh no, you can't say I have a fungus. You have to say like a topical. Something. So she worded it properly. Anyway, nobody cared in customs. But anyway.
Still, just in case.
So then finally I get stateside. I'm back. I did a gig and I'm finally home. And I go back to the doctor and I see my doctor now, not the woman. Not that that matters, but I'm just saying that like the usual guy that I see him again. And I explain, I bring him up to speed. And he goes, oh yeah, that's some nice fungus. And I'm like, really? My self-esteem, I'm like a toenail at this juncture. I've never felt
her
this
smile
like
smile at the doctor's office isn't Lisa Murphy.
No,
it's just fungus.
No,
girl.
No, it's not ooey gooey, no, it's just fungus. Like, that's all I think anybody sees when I walk in the room. They're looking at my ankle going, oh my God, she's got a fucking fungus. Anyway. It was a hard time for me because I was really, really preoccupied with it. But it got weird. It got big. It got bumpy. It got not gross and oozy. Just like nobody cares. Somebody's vomiting.
Right.
I'm sorry. It was not right. And you knew it wasn't right. And so then my derm goes, well, you know, sometimes this actually goes down into the dermis and it affects the hair follicles. He goes, I can tell from the scraping that you've treated it and it was worse than what we thought. So he put me on now, it just ended yesterday, a 30-day regimen of an oral to get rid of it. And that's what's left, what I've shown them.
Wow.
And it looks like I have two like pimple zits on the
pea size.
Yeah. And they're not like whitehead gross and gross,
no,
but you can like, that's still not right. But
listeners, if you're grossed out by this, through half the story, Lisa had her foot in my desk. So,
but my foot's fine.
Okay. Well,
see, that's what's left. Sorry. I'm showing Jeff and Tasha 1, 2, and 3, but no joke. It was like, it was as big as my microphone thing. And it was all bumpy and gross and nasty. It was disgusting. I was so embarrassed.
That's horrible.
I wore jeans and boots in Hawaii because I was so like, oh my God, somebody's going to see this.
Well, you look like a native then instead of, you know, a tourist.
A tourist, like all like, hi, look at me, I'm in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, two things. One, anything like that ever happens again,
you want a picture?
No, you don't need to feel alone. Send me pictures. Tell me all about it. I'll suffer with you.
I did. I felt like so dirty. It was horrible.
Well, share it next time. And two, I think it's awesome that everybody at the doctor's office is excited about that. And that's why I wanted to talk about this, because we're going to, of course, bring this back to early learning. Wouldn't it be awesome if all the people in an early learning program got so excited and so engaged even when it wasn't perfect,
right?
Even with that unexpected thing that they know was, I mean, it's just part of the job, and this happens.
Your poop is so pretty.
Well, I saw one of our uncon buddies, Bethany, how you doing? Bethany had a post on Facebook earlier today, like, this time at least the poop was halfway in the toilet. And I dig that. That's one of the reasons I love Bethany so much. And let's be honest, if we could all be a little bit more, hey, sometimes some icky stuff happens in this profession, but we're going to make the best of it. And even being fascinated, this child is challenging me, but I love this because I got the skills to deal with this. Imagine.
Ooh, I love that. And that's one of the things that Dan, hi Dan, what that Dan taught me is that at some point you want the room to go out of control. So not because you're looking to prove anything, but you need to show yourself that you know how to bring it back.
This. Yeah, yeah.
I got this.
Yeah, and I mean, compared.
Or if it does look like out of control, you know it's not.
Well, it's never nearly as bad as what we've made up in our head, right? Like, even me describing this, it probably, you've made up probably maybe something in your head worse than what it actually was, or I'm describing it worse than it actually was.
Yeah, it would, I mean, compare that to the people we were talking about last week who are apathetic, warm bags of meat that don't want to be in the job, that have no fucks to give about the work. Compare that to people who are passionate and energetic, even when things aren't going
well,
right.
Well, and I'll also say, because I don't often personally disclose a lot, and that's a story for another day, but the fact that the doctor came in, and I believed both of them in the different times that I saw mm-hmm. them, like, you know what, we get that you're feeling out of control, right? Just like any kid, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can totally parallel this whole thing. This is, you're out of your comfort zone, and this is 100% normal. Mm-hmm. Or maybe more talking with a parent might be more of an actual comparison. You think you're the only one dealing with this. We see this every day. So you're going to either trust that I'm giving you good advice to tell you how to get through it, or you're going to continue working yourself up into a frenzy and think you're dirty and clean and unclean and blah, blah, blah. And I put my trust in the person who is trained in this job, and I chose to just follow their protocol, right? Which is often what we wish that folks would do for us.
Uh-huh. Well, grandbaby and I were running errands the other day, and you know, the grandbaby 2.0 has arrived, her baby brother, and she's telling me, Papa, I don't know how to be a good big sister yet. I think she's feeling a little frustrated because he cries a little bit more than she's kind of, and sometimes the attention that she's used to having from mom and dad isn't there. They got to share, and she's not getting used to it. She still loves him, doesn't want to not be, she wants to be.
She hasn't cooked him yet in the fake dress up. Yeah. You know how every kid puts the fake baby in the
oven. I said, you know, well, babies take a lot of getting used to, and you haven't been around babies before, and it takes some time, and you just keep practicing, and you'll get used to them, and she, okay, and just being able to live with that ickiness, the discomfort, whatever it is, the fungus or the emotional discomfort, whatever it is, live with it, and realize this too shall pass, and make it through those moments.
It's also a good reminder that I'm human.
Yeah.
And sometimes I forget that.
Everybody needs it. So you're saying everybody needs a fungus once in a while?
No, I'm not saying that at all. That was really nasty. And still is, because there's still 3 dots on my leg that I really wish would go away.
Did we figure out where you got it?
Well, I told you before we recorded. I know, but I can't prove anything because my doctor said you could get this anywhere. And I'm like, really? But it's right
where have you been putting the front of your leg?
It's right where when I was going, and I can't go back, dude. I can't bring myself to go back.
I
went to yoga, and I was going and going, and then all of a sudden they changed owners. And I'm not accusing, because I can't prove anything, but right where your leg, if you do Bikram yoga or any yoga, right where your leg hangs off, where your foot would touch the floor versus your mat, is right where that popped up. And I don't know. What's the word? Gun shy. I have 7 unused classes. And I am wicked gun shy. I mean, this popped up in September. We're recording this episode in December.
Yeah, that's why I advise all of our listeners not to exercise, not to try to. just do like I do.
No, he's like,
sit back with a drink and watch Mad Men or Game of Thrones.
Well,
or something.
Mad Men, Game of Thrones, I've not watched either one of them. But this
is much better than trying to better yourself physically.
No, you don't believe that.
No, you do the yoga and you get the fungus. You run and your toenails fall off. I
can live without a toenail. I love running.
I'm just saying, no exercise, no fungus. Toenails are perfect. That's just all I'm saying, because I know we got
some listeners out there. Oh, my God, I'd be 500 pounds next time you saw me.
We got some listeners out there I know that are on my side. And so it's time to wrap this one up, but how do we do that?
I don't know.
Okay, I got a good
one. It's clearing up for somebody who's wondering, oh, my God, is she okay?
Yeah, so,
does her mama know?
So
no,
so
she doesn't.
Just all the potters.
Just the listeners. Dude, I had a Band-Aid on. Like, I would duct tape the Band-Aid because I'd get sweaty at a gig and the Band-Aid would start to fall off. So I wrapped duct tape around the Band-Aid. So if any stage gigs, like on a stage and the audience, they were looking right at my ankle. So if you saw the duct tape, you saw the fungus.
Oh, now if any of you saw that, you know what's going on.
You know what happened.
So listen.
It wasn't a new tattoo.
Out there in the world, in your jobs, with your own kids, when you have that moment where something unexpected pops up, but it's part of being three, or it's part of being four. Accept
the messy
it for what
part
it is,
of life, right?
Accept it for what it is, and smile and work your way through it the way the doctors did with Lisa. If you personally have a weird fungus, send us a picture.
No, not me. No. Send it to Jeff. Yes. I'll vomit.
No, send it to me. I mean, we shouldn't. Come on. We need to be accepting and. We won't share those pictures on Facebook. but realize sometimes life isn't perfect and that we make
and
the best
pretty.
Of it.
It's not always pretty.
Not always pretty. I think it would have been awesome because I think the grossness of life.
Well, then life on awesome another episode, I'll tell you about the rash I used to get. There was one plant when I was training for my 100, and we finally figured out what it was, and it would touch my legs, and I would get blisters within 20 minutes. It was disgusting. But then I'd jump in the pool, and they'd go away in a day. Like, it was like a time-lapse thing. It wasn't like anything long, but every time that one plant touched my leg, I would get blistery nasties from where it touched, like mid-thigh down to... So I was wearing like compression socks and everything. It was disgusting. It disgusting.
Listeners, look what you got to look forward to. Oh, man. Set your podcast catchers for that. We're going to want to tune in for that episode.
For the new year.
And hey, people...
I'm not sharing anything for the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah, you will. Hey, we're gonna wrap it up, but I gotta thank everybody that's going to Amazon and using our Amazon access to go on and buy stuff. You're buying books, and you're buying toilet paper, and you're buying Christmas presents, and you're buying all kind of stuff you're using in your programs. And we get a few cents off of that, and it keeps us in podcasting gear and keeps us in bandwidth for providing the show and wine for Lisa. And we truly appreciate that. And
Band-Aids
and Band-Aids, fungal cream. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.